A college in Georgia bans Christian preaching and labels the gospel as fighting words. So the attack on Christianity in public schools continues. Georgia Gwinnett College, a public college intended to be a hub of idea diversity and free speech, recently removed a Christian student from campus for preaching the gospel in a designated free speech zone. The school deemed his discussion of his faith to be fighting words, which incite hostility. So I guess sharing the gospel in a free speech zone is considered fighting words? He filed a lawsuit against the school saying that they violated his First Amendment right to free speech. The college filed a motion in early April to dismiss the case, touting its commitments to diversity and open communication. Indeed, according to U.S. News and World Report, the student body is the most diverse of any college in the southern region. As of fall of 2014, 91 nations were represented in the student body. But having a diverse student body and permitting the expression of diverse opinions are two different matters. The college confines free speech to two minuscule zones that make up less than 0.0015% of campus and are only available 18 hours per week. The school goes even further, limiting free speech, forcing students to submit a free speech area request form 3 days in advance and submit any relevant literature that they want to distribute on campus to administrators. So are they really promoting free speech, or are they trying to limit it? The First Amendment guarantees the rights to freedom of speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition, even to students. Since the ratification of the First Amendment, the Supreme Court has made very few exceptions to almost universal guarantee of free speech. So let me know what you think about all this censorship in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.